Tom Briscoe, many congratulations. Hero at Wembley with the 5 tries, but last night a completely different game, completely different occasion. What was it like for you?
Yeah, obviously contrasting games. We always knew going into the grand final that against Wigan especially, it was going to be a real close game and a tough physical game, so we were prepared for that, and thankfully we managed to do the job.
As a try scorer yourself of some repute, what did you feel like when Josh Walters, who would be almost the last person on a lot of people's list for the decisive try, got over the line?
Ecstatic for him. You know, it's to play in his first grand final, to come on and score the winning try, it's pretty special. And he's got some stuff to live up to now, try scorer, so obviously he'll be very proud of that. And I'm lost.
You were a good night last night, wasn't it, Tom? Let's just talk about the game itself. I mean, does it go past in that flash that people talk about? It certainly felt like that at the side.
Yeah, well, weird. It's obviously the crowd and the atmosphere is a bit more loud because the crowd are nearer to the pitch at Old Trafford. But yeah, it seems like looking back now, you blinked and it's all gone by. But I think having played in a few finals, not the grand final, but a few finals at Wembley, I learned to kind of take everything in, and that's what I certainly did, and enjoyed every moment of that, seeing as though it was my first one as well.
Yeah, first one for you. 7th, I think, now for Danny, who's just gone past as Harry Sunderland Award winner. You know, what a fantastic performance from him to guide you around the place and score those couple of tries.
Yeah, definitely. He's been doing that all season for us, and we know how good of a player Danny is, and with the guys who are leaving, I suppose he's the last of that era, along with a couple of others. And it's up to the rest of us guys now to step up and match their performances.
And you mentioned the guys leaving. How difficult was it as a unit, those of you who weren't Kylie, JP or Kev, to kind of separate the emotion from getting out there and doing what is your job at the end of the day?
Yeah, I think that was the main thing. Obviously, there were a lot of emotion going into that game because that was the last time you'd be playing with those three guys. And to be able to send them off that way, it's pretty special. But the week was pretty focused and intense, and that's what we needed, I suppose, to get us on and put in a good performance.
Treble winner. How does that sound?
Brilliant. Obviously, everyone aims to do that at the start of the season, and to be able to say we're in that elite group of treble winners is pretty special.
Are you carrying a little something on your foot here? Are we concerned that you might be missing the North Queensland Cowboys?
No, definitely not. That's more that's more precautionary than anything else.
Okay, so Tom, great season for you despite the injuries early doors. Many congratulations and thanks for speaking to us on Radio York.
Thank you very much. Cheers.